This is the Myrna Lamb Show, 1-19, 2008, 6 p.m. hour.
This is the Myrna Lamb Show on News Talk 630 WPRO. Myrna's a nationally known astrologer and card reader. If you'd like a closer look at your future, call Myrna now at 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO.
Welcome in, folks. I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 o'clock. We have two lines available for you at 438-WPRO. That's 438-9776. Or long distance 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. Reviewing the rules, when you call in, you'll be speaking with Ken. He'll ask your first name. You can make it up. He'll ask your birthday. I need the truth. When you come through to me, I need you to ask one specific question. It can be virtually anything having to do with life at home or on the job, relationships, meeting someone new and cute, anything you want to know, as long as it's specific, because time does not permit that I might look at your whole future. For something like that, you come to my office, or we work over the telephone and we put together a half an hour or an hour. Either way, we do something like that. We have plenty of time when we talk privately off the air, but on the air, there's not. So that's all there is to it. And if you're not completely clear yet, just listen for a few minutes, because we're going right back to the phones. And we're going to start with Joanne in Johnston. Joanne, welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Joanne. I'm well, thank you. And I see that you're born under the sign of Cancer. And what is your question for me?
Okay. I've been a widow for 5 years now.
Yes.
I want to know, how does it look for me to meet someone new in my life again?
All right. Let's take a look and see about the idea of you meeting somebody new. And the Queen of Spades is the card that represents you. And Cancer always makes a wonderful partner, because most Cancers are really concerned about family and are often good cooks. And I expect that you are. And so were you to be able to find a gentleman who was interested in some kind of a companionship or a relationship, I'm sure that you'd make him quite happy. I look in the fifth house to see if there's somebody new showing up, and there is not in the fifth. And in the seventh, all I'm seeing is women. There is one man around you, but I don't think that he's available. I think that he's a man who was a friend of yours a long time ago, someone who you've considered. The one possibility shows up only if you can manage to find ways to get out of your home, do some things you haven't done before. For example, there are volunteer groups for around you. I don't know if you've ever done any volunteer work, but this is a man who I think is involved in a volunteer organization. I see him as being an air sign, a Gemini, a Libra, or an Aquarian, meaning someone who's easy to talk with. Those are not signs that are the easiest for Cancers to get along with, and yet, oddly enough, Cancer and Aquarius in particular often make a very good connection. So get out there, do something new, take a look around for volunteer work, and I really think that you might meet somebody anytime, specifically after the beginning of spring. Joanne, thank you for calling. Our lines are available for you at 438-WPRO, 438-9776, or 1-800-321-WPRO, 1-800-321-9776. Bettina in Cranston, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Certainly, Bettina. I see that you're a Libra.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
In typical Libra style, I am calling about relationships. If there was going to be anything developing soon that would be a committed relationship for
okay.
me.
Okay. Wasn't there one before?
Yes, but he left.
He did?
Yes, abandoned.
I'm very sorry to hear that. How long have you been single again?
That ended in March of last year.
Okay, so it's almost a year.
Yes.
The Queen of Diamonds, excuse me, is the card that represents you.
Thank you.
And I have the card, and I must say, I think it was quite a blow the way that last relationship ended.
Yes, very much so.
And I'm not sure that you've completely recuperated from it yet.
Okay.
What we do have that's encouraging, there are two aces in the fifth house, which represents romance. What that tells me, Bettina, is to start with, you need to get out there and just go out a few times.
Yeah.
Not with anybody special,
mm-hmm.
but with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to a relationship of significance developing, it's not going to be within the next 6 months. The cards are looking at that stretch of time, and they're talking about you working at your state of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And recognizing that you were deeply hurt and that that's okay. It's okay to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to work through it.
Okay.
There are some very specific things that are useful. I'm going to teach you one right now, okay?
Great.
Get ready for this, and don't answer my question.
Okay.
I do not want you to answer my question.
Okay.
A long time ago, a woman, I think her last name was Mordecai, wrote a book called How to Fall Out of Love. It was extremely good. It had four suggestions. They were all pretty good, but the fourth one was without doubt the best. Now, I'm going to ask you a question, and I want a yes-no answer only. When you think of that man, did he have any habit that you found unpleasant?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I want you to think about that habit, and do not tell me what it is, but I want you, in your mind, I want you to think about it. Have you got it?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to make it bigger.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yes.
Is it bigger?
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time you think of him, I want you to think of that.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Good that I'm not with him.
Oh, I'm so glad. You're supposed to say, yuck. And that's exactly what I want you to do, because you've got to get rid of more of that energy.
Yeah, I thought that was gone.
It's not.
Okay.
And you know it when I talk to you.
Okay.
All right. So you need 6 more months to work at letting it go, getting it out of your system. Did you see a therapist at all about it?
A couple of times. I'm actually a counselor myself, and I had found myself really taken aback by this, and I was really surprised that I took it so badly.
On some level, of course, I'm glad for your clients that you had that experience,
mm-hmm.
because it's taught you something that you may not have recognized before.
Yes.
But even though you are a therapist, and even though you know all the answers,
yes.
it doesn't mean that you don't need the chance to talk to somebody, too,
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not convinced you've got it out of your system, because in your 12th house, which is the deepest level of the mind, there's a 4 and 5 of spades surrounding this king. So I know it's not gone yet.
Okay.
You got to do a little more work, and then I would suggest that you do everything in your power to just start meeting new people. Go dancing.
Great.
All right,
okay.
Bettina, thank you for
thank
the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, one line, is available for you. Louise in Pawtucket, welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Louise. I see that you're calling about your husband, who's a Taurus.
Yes.
And what's your question for him?
His health.
Okay, how long has he had some health problem?
Since the 80s.
Since the 80s?
Yeah.
Oh, my
goodness. Progressively worse, though.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. That's very difficult for him and for you. Born under the sign of Taurus, what about the last 2 years during 06 and 07? How did he fare?
Fair.
He was fair. It didn't get worse?
Some parts did, yes.
Okay. All right. The King of Clubs is the card that represents him. And what's happening at this point is it's really affecting his mind, and he's becoming more and more depressed. And,
really?
Yeah. And it's interesting, because when you just talk to him on the level of just you and me, like talking with each other now,
yeah.
he sounds great.
Yeah.
All diamonds, he sounds fine. It's what's going on in his private thoughts. And
okay.
in that level, there's 2 spades, and they're very nasty ones. And then in the deepest level of the mind, there are more. So it's very frustrating to have health problems that go back 27 years.
Yes.
And I think that he is feeling very frustrated. But as far as anything happening with regard to his physical health, at the moment, he's on a plateau.
Okay.
And I think he's going to hold there for the next few months, as both Saturn and Jupiter are in very helpful places, and his ruling planet, Venus, is also working pretty well for him, certainly through January, February, and March.
Oh.
The next time that I think he may have any kind of flare-up with regard to his illness is probably going to be toward the end of this year, and not before then.
Wow.
So it looks as though this year may be a little better than anyone would have expected.
Okay.
Louise, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay with us on WPRO.
Stay informed with the News Talk 630 WPRO Proactive eBlast. Receive email alerts on breaking news and updates about your favorite talk shows. Proactive eBlast. Sign up now at 630WPRO.com. Does the forecast call for extra bread and milk? For the latest on winter weather, keep it tuned to the weather station. News Talk 630 WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you on WPRO until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions for you with a background in astrology and an ordinary deck of playing cards. I have two lines available for you. So if you'd like to join us, please pick up the phone and give us a call at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. By the way, I've mentioned that I am doing these kinds of instant readings out of my office as well for a nominal fee. And what I'm going to do specifically is on Wednesday nights from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m., I'll be at my telephone. So from 7 to 10 p.m. on Wednesday nights, you can reach me at 401-333-7970, and I will answer questions for you just like on the radio for a small fee. Back to the phones. Let's talk to Ava in Pawtucket. Ava, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you and good evening.
Hi there.
I'm speaking about a family member. She was born March 1st, 1932.
Yes. Right.
She lives out of state and has been for the last 20 years, and she hates it where she lives. It's up north, about 5 hours away.
Right.
Her husband's retired. He's been retired several years, and she wants so badly to get back to Rhode Island or Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this very seriously again this time when she was out here. But he doesn't seem to want to leave, and unfortunately, she has the baggage of a house, which is, her house has so much stuff in it, she doesn't know if she'll ever get it straightened out.
Right.
So I'm wondering if in her cards, if you could see whether she will be making a move or...
Okay, let's take a look at the situation, Ava. I have the card that represents her. Is she a sister or a cousin?
My sister.
Okay. She's the Queen of Spades, and you are right beside her, the Queen of Clubs, and with the Three of Spades, which is a separation between you. When she comes down here, does she stay with you?
Yes.
And you have room for her?
Yes.
Is it comfortable for her to stay with you?
Sure is.
Why can't she come and stay longer periods of time?
I don't know.
Well, why not talk to her about that? Here's the point. In the fourth house, which represents where you live, she has all four suits, meaning a matter that is unclear, and the King of Spades falls in there. That would be the natural mate to her and would represent her husband. The ninth house, which represents relocation, the cards say flatly no, it's not going to happen. Certainly not any time within the range that the cards talk about, which, again, is usually a brief period.
Mm-hmm.
But she could find an alternative, which is in the middle. Her husband wants to stay there, let him. They're not going to move. She could come down here and spend a month. There's no reason why not. And I think that right now you sort of have to think a little creatively and a little bit outside of the yes, no, black and white. Let's live here, let's live there. Let's find an alternative that is a little bit more doable. And that would be the best suggestion I have for you and her. Ava, thank you for the call. Let's talk to Mandy in Providence. Mandy, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi, Mandy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you. And I see that you're born under the sign of Aquarius. And what's your question for me?
I'm having a child in March.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. And it's funny because I've had like 3 ultrasounds.
Yes.
And they cannot tell me the gender of the child.
That baby is hiding. I just love it. Okay. Let's see if I can give you a clue. What's your husband's birthday?
His birthday is August 17th.
So he is a Leo.
Yes.
Okay. So the King of Hearts represents him. And his cards all say it's a little girl. And your cards have with you the Queen of Spades all saying that it's a little girl. And the Queen of Spades, by the way, would suggest that it's a Pisces baby. So the child, it will be born before the sun goes into Aries, which this year is happening on March 20th. So the child will be born before the 20th of March, and it looks like a little female Pisces.
Okay.
Let me know, Mandy.
Thank you.
You're welcome, 438-WPRO. That's very cute. She's hiding 438-WPRO. 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's speak with Sarah in Narragansett. Sarah, welcome to the program.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm well. Thanks, Sarah.
I just had a question. If it looked like we were going to get the house that we're currently interested in right now.
Oh, how exciting. So, besides you and the singing child in the background, what's your husband's birthday?
421.
Okay, so he's born at the very beginning of the sign of Taurus, and I have the card representing him, and the cards look really nice in the fourth house. Now, hold on, and let's see if I get confirmation from you.
Sure.
You are the Queen of Spades, and yes, you both have cards that say the house is yours. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
It's very exciting. Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Dorothy in Providence, welcome to the program. Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Marna. How are you?
I am well. Thank
Great.
You.
I'm calling on behalf of my nephew. He's going through a divorce.
Uh-huh.
He's a good provider, but his wife abandoned the marriage.
Oh, really?
They lived in Illinois, so she left there and moved to the South.
I see.
But his birthday is February 20th.
Yeah, I see that he's born under the sign of Pisces.
Yeah.
And what's your question for him?
He is gainfully employed, has a wonderful job, but this divorce has been really, really tough on him because she's trying to get the most amount of child support and everything else, the vehicles that he's paid for and all of that.
Well, she's entitled to half as far as I know, and that's about it.
Okay.
So is your question how he will... Yes?
Yes, how he will fare through this divorce.
Do you happen to know her birthday? You don't have to. You don't have to, Dorothy. Here's the thing. When we don't know that, I just pick the card that matches him. So he's the King of Spades as a Pisces, and I pick the Queen of Spades, which is her. And I count forward to the eighth house, which is the box of divorce. And in his box of divorce, he has three hearts and one club. I'm sorry, three red cards, two diamonds, a heart, and a club, which are all good cards. When I count forward to her eighth house of divorce, she has one diamond, a heart, and two clubs. What that suggests to me is this will be a 50-50 split.
Okay.
And that's that. You know, we're past that point where people get punished for divorcing other people.
Right, right.
Everything just gets split up and that's it. People make marriages, they make mistakes.
Right.
And as far as this woman abandoning the family, I don't know what went on before that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what might have passed between them. I don't know whether there may have been things that she was trying to make work out that he wouldn't do. You know, we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No
right.
one knows the old saying, no one knows what goes on
right.
behind closed
and that's
doors.
That's all he ever wanted was 50-50.
Okay, well, I think that that will be exactly what occurs. I do not see him suffering unfairly, even though it may seem unfair that she abandoned the marriage. Dorothy, thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk to Steve in Providence. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi, Steve. I see you're in Aries. And what's your question for me?
I was dating a woman for about 8 months a while ago, and
yes.
I'm just wondering if that's going to come back at some point.
So you were dating her, and
yep.
then it ended. What's her birthday?
I don't know.
Okay. You were dating her for 8 months, and you don't know her birthday.
Right.
I think that's interesting.
Well, I did, but I don't remember what it is.
Oh, okay. The king. How long ago was it that the two of you stopped seeing each other?
4 months.
Okay. The King
five
of
months.
Hearts is the card that represents you. In these 4 or 5 months since you stopped seeing each other, have you had any contact with her?
Yes.
Okay. The Queen of Clubs is one card representing a possible woman that you were involved with, and she falls among really nasty spades. If that's the woman, I would say don't even think about it. The Queen of Hearts looks very promising, and that's on the surface of the cards. If your communication has been better, it might be she. So your question is hard for me to answer, not knowing her birthday, but I will say this. There are two queens that fall on the surface of your cards, so there are other women around you. Was that part of the problem?
No.
She was not jealous. She was not
no.
concerned about other relationships.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because there wasn't. I mean, I was going through a divorce, but.
And do you have children?
Yes.
And were they at all a concern?
See,
there's a
so.
Lot of other women around you, and I don't know whether it's an ex-wife and a daughter. But I do see a lot of negative energy around a relationship. And that shows in your third house, and it shows in your seventh house. And so I would like to suggest that if you really want this relationship back, the smartest thing for you to do is go very, very slowly. Stay in
okay.
touch. Send emails if you do that, rather than phone calls. The nice
okay.
thing about an email is people can pick them up and answer them at their leisure. A phone call can almost be intrusive, especially if there's been any conflict between two people. So
okay.
the best advice I can possibly give you is back way off. Think very carefully about what it was that destroyed the relationship. And really do some work on yourself to make your part of that different. Okay,
okay.
Steve? Okay. Then there might be some hope. After all, Aries is the luckiest sign of the zodiac.
Really?
Indeed. Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you. Cynthia, on a cell phone, welcome to the program.
Hi, Marna.
Hello, Cynthia. I see that you are a Scorpio.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
Well, my question is, I have been in a relationship for quite a number of years and have had some very positive changes on both of our parts in our lives recently.
Yes.
And in our relationship.
Okay.
And just wondering if you see things moving towards, you know, living together, marriage, more of a commitment.
Okay, and you said you've been together for a number of years.
A number of years.
Okay, and what is his birthday?
It's tax day, April 15th.
April 15th. Okay, so he's an Aries and you're a Scorpio.
Yes.
That's not an easy combination, never has been.
I know.
Never has been. He's a little kid, and he's always going to have an energy of play about him, and you can be critical and you can be a nag. And that just doesn't work with an Aries. Aries needs to feel like you like me, you really like me, you really like me. They're like kids in that regard, and they're wonderful in that regard. They're honest, and they're very open, and what you see is what you get. And that's very refreshing because Scorpio is so incredibly complicated by comparison. Mm-hmm. So, can this relationship become a marriage? Yeah. Will it ever be an easy thing? No. And is it going to happen quickly? Uh-uh. It seems to me May is the most likely time when, in fact, the two of you might set
a date.
In the month of May, the two of you might set a date. And don't call me in 2 years and tell me you don't like it, because you wanted it, Cynthia. Good luck with that. I'm Myrna Lamb. Please stay right here on WPRO.
Award-winning news, information, and talk that educates and enlightens.
You do a great job.
You guys really make sense.
News Talk 630, WPRO.
I'm Myrna Lamb here with you until 7 p.m., taking your calls and making predictions with a background in astrology and a deck of ordinary playing cards. We have two lines available for you at 438-WPRO and 1-800-321-WPRO. Back to the phones, Lisa in Coventry. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, Lisa. I see that you are calling about your husband, a Scorpio.
Right.
And what's your question for him?
His financial situation, as far as he's in the process of reconstruction with, you know, financial.
Okay. Is he working?
No.
Okay. He's in the process of reconstruction in
the mortgage.
Oh, okay.
And I just like to know if it's going to be in his favor.
In your favor. Okay. And is the mortgage in his name and yours? Or just in his?
Him.
Okay. So only he's getting the mortgage. You're not on it.
Right.
The King of Spades is the card that represents him. And in the eighth house, which represents mortgages, he has three diamonds and one very tiny spade. Was he turned down anywhere ever?
No. We're not applying for it. We already have it.
But yes.
Trying to reconstruct it.
I don't begin to understand your question.
Because it's not affordable.
Oh, I see. So they'd be restructuring it so that it would be more affordable for you, so
right.
You won't lose your house.
Well,
okay.
Right, but
Lisa, it would help me to know your month and day of birth.
6/17/66.
Okay. So that makes you a Gemini and the Queen of Diamonds in this deck. And in the fourth house, which represents your home, you have the Ace and Seven of Hearts. Those are very good cards, and there doesn't seem to be any likelihood that you'll lose the home. And so if you had a mortgage which was not affordable, and now it's being restructured, it does look as though it will work out in your favor. Good luck with that, and thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO, Kim in Rehoboth. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hi, Kim.
How you doing?
I just
have a really quick question.
Oh, you do?
I do. I want to know if you see me having a baby.
Oh.
Another one.
Another one. We have one
yes.
at home now.
I do have one.
Okay, and you're a Sagittarian. What's your husband's birthday?
He is in August 1st.
He is a Leo. Okay, did you have any trouble conceiving the first child?
I had one, yeah, kind of had trouble, yeah.
It took time to become pregnant?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. There are certain signs that conceive much more easily than others. And unfortunately, both Sagittarius and Leo are cards that are signs that do not conceive as readily, which is why I asked the question.
Okay.
By no means does that mean you don't have children. Obviously, you already have
right.
one. And
mm-hmm.
your cards are encouraging about having another. So
okay.
the picture does look encouraging, but not right away.
No.
Not right away. So
okay.
You have to be patient. But it does look as though it's possible. Now, the only thing is, if you're feeling concerned because you're getting toward an outer edge,
yes,
as far as conceiving, it would make sense to at least check in with your doctor.
Okay.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Kim. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Maureen in Woonsocket. Maureen, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna.
Hello, Maureen. Let's see, you are a Virgo. And what's your question for me?
Well, you know, I am at the point where I've had some physical problems, and I am thinking of retiring.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the market, and what I had in deferred compensation is taking a dive.
Yes.
And my pension is not going to be that good.
Right.
And I'm looking at, you know, through August.
Right.
And I wondered what you might recommend.
Okay. I have the Queen of Clubs, which is the card that represents you. And as far as your investments are concerned, your eighth house cards do show that, of course, right now they're down, as are virtually everybody's. But you have good news cards in there, and the outcome card also looks good. So the question is whether it might be wiser for you to hold back from retiring for a little while. You're not quite at a retirement age yet anyway for full retirement. And so it might make more sense to hang in there for a little while longer. Is that something that you feel you can do?
Possibly. Physically, I have a problem.
Okay. If you can't, you can't. If you can, it would be wise.
All right.
But in neither case do I see you being down and out and on the street. That's not going to happen. The big difference is how comfortable might you be versus how close to the edge might you feel. And that's really the only thing. In other words, there's nothing here that's dire. It's just not wonderful, Maureen. It's just unfortunate that you've reached a point where you need to retire when things are not looking very good.
Yeah, you know, I have to tell you, I haven't picked a place under the bridge yet, but it's crossed my mind.
Don't. That's not necessary. It's really not. It's not that bad, Maureen. It's not that bad.
All
this
right.
is not the time, but if you're feeling that way, seriously, if you're feeling that way, please call Samaritans. That's what they're there for.
No, I'm not. I'm
okay.
Really not.
Okay. All right, Maureen, don't scare me like that.
Nah.
Thank you for the call. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Let's talk with Sandra in Providence. Sandra, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrna. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good.
I see you're a Taurus.
Yes.
And your question for me?
Is I'm having a complete hysterectomy next month.
Oh, you are?
Yes, and I wonder what cards would be around that.
Okay, and when, let me know, please, what is the exact date?
I believe the 29th of February.
On the 29th of February, and the sun is in Pisces, and the moon is in Sagittarius. So we are past full moon, which is good. And we're past any part of the body that's associated with that procedure, which is also very good. That's two testimonies that I like for you, Sandra. And now let me just take a quick look at these cards and see if they concur, which I fully expect. The Queen of Clubs represents you.
Mm-hmm.
And in this set of cards, I haven't found you yet, but I know you're here somewhere. Here we go. Are you here? There you are. I found you. Okay. Your eighth house cards look very good. They really look very good. I don't think you have a thing to worry about here.
Okay. Yep. Thank you, Myrna.
You are very welcome. 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Two lines are available for you. Let's talk to Elaine in Johnston. Elaine, welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well, Elaine, and I see that you're in Aries.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your question for me?
I just want to know, like, because me and my boyfriend, we've been fighting a lot lately.
Right.
Are we going to, like, break up pretty soon?
All right. Now, you're 16. Are you a junior?
Yeah.
And is he also a junior?
No, he just turned 19.
Okay, so he's older. And what's his birthday?
January 14th.
So he's a Capricorn and you're an Aries.
Yeah.
Okay, those two signs are not easily compatible. You guys have to work at getting along with each other. It's not always easy. And, of course, you are extremely young. So I have the Queen of Hearts that represents you. And you have a Five of Spades right on top of you, and the Five of Spades represents problems in a relationship. And the King of Clubs represents your boyfriend. And, you know, he does love you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he does.
We have a baby together.
Oh, you do? Well,
yes.
I do think he cares, and I do think he cares about the baby, but he certainly doesn't really know how to be a dad.
Yeah.
And regardless of his feelings for you, I'm not very confident about how things are looking for this relationship. You know, sometimes people love each other, but they can't make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Have the two of you ever seen a counselor together to try to work on this?
No.
Would you consider that?
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing, Elaine. The two of you aren't getting along. You're arguing more and more. I think you're going to continue to argue more and more. And the reason is that your boyfriend wants to go out and play with the guys. He wants to have fun. He doesn't want to be settled down yet. And unfortunately for him, he chose to produce a baby with you.
Yeah.
And so he ought to be willing to settle down and help raise this child. But we can't. Shoulds and oughts don't get us very far.
Yeah.
So what I would like to suggest is, because I'm afraid that as things look right now, this relationship will end, because I'm afraid of that, and I think it would be better for the baby if it could be different,
mm-hmm.
I'm suggesting that the two of you see a counselor together and just work on the relationship and see whether you can make it work. And if you can't, at least see whether you can find a way that he will accept the appropriate responsibility for the baby.
All right.
Elaine, thank you for the call.
438-WPRO,
1-800-321-WPRO. We have two lines available for you. Betty, you're coming up. Paul, you too. Please hang in there. I'm Myrna Lamb. This is WPRO.
Stay up to date with news and information straight from the award-winning WPRO newsroom at 630WPRO.com.
I'm Myrna Lamb. We're going right back to the phones. But before we do, I want to make sure that I take a minute to say thank you to Ken, who does a great job. This is a very busy program, and he does a wonderful job for me. And also to remind you that should you be interested in a private consultation or more interest or more information about my services, my phone number in Lincoln, Rhode Island is 401-333-7970, 333-7970. And you can learn more about me should you wish to by going to my website, MyrnaLamb.com, or checking out my book, Astrology of Great Sex. Back to the phones. Let's go to Betty in Blackstone. Welcome to the program.
Hi. I'm calling for a Libra daughter and a Capricorn son-in-law. They're trying to sell a house.
They're going to sell a house?
They're trying to sell theirs, yes.
Okay. And she is a Libra and her husband is a Capricorn.
Correct.
Okay. Is it here in Rhode Island?
No, Massachusetts.
Okay. Let me get these cards down. The Queen of Diamonds represents her, and the King of Clubs represents him. I have the card that represents her. And in the fourth house, which is the house that represents the property, there is a king and a queen falling together, which represents a couple. And that's very exciting. And, however, okay, I don't know whether she and her husband are in complete agreement about how to handle the sale. Do they have an agent working for them?
Yes.
They have great cards in the ninth house, which represents the agent, and this really does look promising. So maybe I'm overly confusing myself with something else that's going on about property, and I think that if I were talking to them, they would know exactly what I'm talking about. But with regard to this property, I have a sense that it may not sell for a bit, but I think that it should sell outside August. Soonest would be late April.
Wow.
The soonest is late April. The latest is August. Listen, houses are on the market for a long time these days, but at least it really does look as if that sale will go through. And this gives them time to address if there are some little niggling things that need to be fixed. Fix them up. I think that when people are coming through to see a house, you don't want them to see little things in room 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. So at least address one or two rooms and make sure everything is just perfect. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Paul in West Warwick. Paul, welcome to the program.
Yeah, hello, Myrna.
Hello, Paul.
How are you?
I am well, thank you. And I see you are a Pisces.
Yes, I am.
And what's your question for me?
Yes, I'd like to ask a question about my final outlook for the upcoming year.
Your outlook for the whole year?
Yes.
Okay, let me give you my private office number. The number is 401-333-7970, 333-7970. And when you come to my office, I talk to you about the whole year out. Let's talk to Elena in Providence. Elena, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I want to
thank you. You did some reading a couple of months ago, and you told me that I would find a job near my area, around my area where I live. And I am working.
Good.
And I want to know how it's going right now. How would it be in a couple of more months.
Okay, so you did get the job as I predicted. I appreciate you phoning me and letting me know that. And you want to know how it's looking for you, and you're born under the sign of Gemini.
Yes.
So let's get the cards down, and the Queen of Diamonds represents you. And I have that card, and you have nice cards around you, including a Nine of Hearts in a beautiful place, suggesting that this is really helping you resolve your financial problems. The job itself seems to be going well. The company itself is okay. There's one woman who you work near who talks too much. You know who I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, there's not
but
a
But there is one woman only.
There's only one other woman beside you.
Yeah.
All right. I think that she's got problems with a son or a daughter at home. I have a feeling that it's a son.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, what I'm getting at is the relationship is fine for you to be, like, working next to her, but she's not your best friend. Don't become buddies, Elena.
Okay.
All right. Don't do that. It won't work. Other than that, your job and your situation looks really good, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Our phone number is here at WPRO. We have plenty of time left to take more of your calls, and the lines are now available for you where before they were all full. So join us immediately at 438-WPRO, 1-800-321-WPRO. Ann in Seekonk, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm well, Ann, and I see that you are a Leo.
Yes.
And what's your question for me?
I'm just wondering if I'm looking for another job, whether I'll get one eventually and will help my finances the way things are going.
Okay. Wow. All right, Ann. Yes, you will eventually get a job. The question is when.
Yeah.
Of course you'll get a job eventually. I have the card that represents you. And, you know, Leo tends to have a lot of good fortune. And I grant you that right now your job cards look lousy. They really do. They look lousy. I'm not going to kid you.
Okay.
You got a whole bunch of spades in the place that represents the work that you do. So you got to ask yourself whether you're content with what you're doing or whether there's a whole other area that you might work in. You've got the Nine of Hearts falling in your eighth house. The eighth house represents goals and ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
Think for a second, Ann. Is there something you really wish you could do that you're not doing in terms of work? Have you ever thought it would be kind of fun to do that?
As far as, there are things, there is something I would like to get into with the animals and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right, what would it take for you to get into something with animals?
Probably find some place that, you know, with like a daycare for animals and stuff like that. That's what I would really like to do.
Okay, now, Anne, there are such places. Have you ever gone and talked to any of those people about working there a little bit of time?
Not really.
And you know that they train you in those places? You don't have to go in with experience?
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay.
There are a lot of such places. And what I'm seeing is a picture that suggests that you can go on getting one little job after another, and none of them really satisfies you.
Mm.
But you've got this wonderful set of cards in the eighth house representing something that you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time for you to strive to get out there and do it. The planets are really in a very good place for you to accomplish that. So instead of just looking for another job and trying to solve your financial problem, let's try to solve your dissatisfaction and get you into something you can really enjoy.
Okay.
Get out there. Walk in cold. Walk right into these animal places.
All right.
And say, I'm looking for something part-time. What do you have? Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ann. Thank you for the call.
Yep. Bye-bye.
We have time for you. Patty's next, but I also have time for you at 438-WPRO. Or 1-800-321-WPRO. Patty on his cell phone. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hi there. I see you're calling about your boyfriend.
I am.
And what's up with this Aquarian?
He's an Aquarian. He just got laid off last week, and he's a little concerned about how quickly he's going to be able to find something else.
Right. How long did he work for that company?
Going on 3 years.
Wow. Layoffs are really, really so unsettling because you feel as if it had nothing to do with you. It's not about how well you were doing your job. It isn't even about how well they liked you. It's just suddenly things go wrong with the company and you're out there and left hanging out to dry.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yep. And I know that that's really tough for him because Aquarians are pretty loyal and hard workers. So I look at his cards, and in the sixth house, which is employment, we have all four suits, meaning that things are chaotic and uncertain. But he has beautiful cards in the place that represents career. I don't think that he's going to be out of work for a long time. Worst case scenario, 8 weeks. That's the worst case. And meanwhile, he can be collecting, updating the resume, perhaps talking to a headhunter. But he has very nice cards in the third house. I rarely ever say this, but he has cards that suggest he would actually find something either through the newspaper or their online job service.
Awesome.
Yep, this really is not going to be a big, horrible stretch of time as I see it. Patty, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We're going to take another call in just a second, and this is my chance to remind you that should you want private consultations, I do mini readings just like this one for a very small fee, and especially on Wednesday nights between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., that's the best time to call me. Also, for longer readings, whether you want a full consultation for an hour or half an hour, my office in Lincoln, Rhode Island, phone number there is 401-333-7970, 333-7970. And when you come to my office, you don't have to ask a single question because I'll talk to you about life at home and on the job and with people who you love, and I'll talk about your health as well. Sue in Providence, welcome to the program.
Hi, Myrtle. How are you?
I'm well, Sue, and I see that you're born under the sign of Leo. And what's your question for me?
My son, I called you a few weeks back, and you said my son would get a job within 5 weeks, which he has.
Good.
But I was wondering whether he will stick it out in New York.
And what is his birthday?
He's a Taurus.
He is a Taurus. So he did get a job. Is he the one who is interested in acting?
No.
No, okay.
Medical biology.
Medical biology. Okay, the King of Clubs is the card that represents him. His sixth house cards look okay. And the thing is, he may not love the slot he has within the company, but he got a job with a very good company.
Okay.
There's a lot of potential, ultimately, and he needs to be patient. And because of where certain planets are, I know he feels a little uncertain. But once we get to right around his birthday, the April-May stretch, I believe he's going to be feeling a great deal more self-confident within the organization. There's a lot of room for him to grow. There's very good news around him. All he's feeling is that kind of trepidation that everybody feels when they're new on a job. You remember that, don't you?
Yes.
I think it takes about 6 months to adjust to a new job. The most important thing is during those first 2 months that he develop really good rapport with the people who are his bosses. You only have 2 months to accomplish that.
Okay.
So is he saying good things about how he feels about his employer per se?
Yes.
Great.
Yes, he is.
Excellent.
Yes, he is.
Well, that's why the Nine of Hearts is going to kick in for him in the 10th house, and this does represent the company in their view of him. I'm optimistic for him, Sue.
Oh, thank you so much. Because he's talking about moving to the East Coast, and I'm like, okay.
Listen, he's got to do what he's got to do. He's young. He's got to make his own choices. But in terms of can he make this work at this company, the answer is yes, he can.
Oh, good.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
All right. We're almost out of time for tonight, and it is too late to take any more calls. So I just want to take a minute to let you know one thing that I think is important. Tonight and tomorrow, the moon is in the sign of Gemini. When the moon is in Gemini, well, anyway, through tonight in the early, that's really just pretty much tonight. When the moon is in Gemini, this is a very good night for bringing things up with people that are a little bit touchy. If there's something you want to talk over with a friend or a loved one that you've been holding back on, tonight could be a good time to do it. Out of time for tonight. Thank you all for spending this time with me here on WPRO. And thank you, Ken. I hope you all have a wonderful week, and stay tuned right now because you know what's coming up on the other side of the news here on WPRO. It is Beyond Reality with Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson. I'm Myrna Lamb. Have a wonderful week.